Good morning and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. I'm Maria Manhattan, and I'm so glad that you could join me once again today here at my perch at WGXC Creative Community Radio. And to our regular Hudson Cafe listeners, I wanted to mention that we have changed our schedule just a bit. We're now a monthly celebration of the American Songbook, broadcasting on the second Wednesday of every month at 11 a.m. And of course, you can always check out our past shows in our archive. Now, I thought the theme for our show today would be keep calm and carry on. You know, if you go to London, you will to this day see that phrase printed on tea towels and postcards. It originated on posters that the British government put up at the beginning of World War II as a way to boost morale. So let's take a page from their book, shall we?
A Absolute the valley is gone.
We feel just as heavy as lead.
But we never get up to the sergeant rings a breakfast up to bed.
What?
Oh, 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 it's a lovely
war. What a lovely war.
What do we want with eggs and ham when we got plum and apple jam? Home for us, great car. We spend the money we earn. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Come to the cookhouse door, boys, sniff at the lovely stew. Oh, is it says the colonel gets better grub than you. Any complaints this morning? Do we complain, not we? What's the matter with lumps of onion floating around your tea? Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
Oh, it's a lovely war.
Oh, what'll be a soldier, eh?
Oh, it's a shame to take the pain.
As soon as the valley has gone, we feel just as heavy as lead. But we never get up to the sergeant rings our breakfast up to bed.
Rats.
Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Oh, what's wanting eggs and ham when we got plum and apple jam? Oh, for right turn, how shall we spend the money we earn? Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
Oh, what a lovely
war. Oh, be a soldier, eh?
Oh, it's a shame to take the pay.
As soon as the valley has gone, we feel just as heavy as lead. But we never get up till the sergeant rings our breakfast up to bed.
Liar.
Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
Oh, I just love that British sense of humor. They're so good at satire in the most dire of times. That was Cortland and Jeffries, and that tune was a favorite of British soldiers during the First World War. Now, speaking of carrying on, we've got Elaine Stritch here at the mic with a Sondheim tune.
Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strummed ukuleles, sung the blues, seen all my dreams disappear, but I'm here. I've slept in shanties, guest of the WPA, but I'm here. Danced in my scanties, $3 a night was the pay, but I'm here. I've stood on bread lines with the best, watched while the headlines did the rest. In the Depression, was I depressed? Nowhere near. I met a big financier, and I'm here. I've been through Gandhi, Wally, and Windsor's affair, but I'm here. Amos and Andy, Marjan and platinum hair, but I'm here. I got through AB's Irish Rose, 5 Dion Babies, Major Bowles, had heebie-jeebies, 4 BBs, Bathysphere. I lived through Brenda Fraser, and I'm here. I've gotten through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover. Gee, that was fun and a half. When you've been through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover, anything else is a laugh. I've been through Reno. I've been through Beverly Hills. when I'm here. Reefers and vino, rest cures, religion and pills, but I'm here. Been called a pinko, commie tool, got through its stinko by my pool. I should have gone to an acting school, that seems clear. Still, someone said she's sincere, so I'm here. Black sable one day, next day it goes into hock, but I'm here. Top billing Monday, Tuesday you're touring in stock, but I'm here. First you're another slow advance, then someone's mother, then your camp, then you career from career to career. I'm almost through my memoirs and I'm here. I've gotten through, hey lady, aren't you who's this? Wow, what a looker you were. Or better yet, sorry, I thought you were Hoosies. Whatever happened to her? Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Posh velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I have run the gamut, A to Z, three cheers and damn it, c'est la vie. I got through all of last year, and I'm here. Christ knows, at least I was there.
Indeed, indeed, Elaine Stritch, a force of nature. Well, stepping up to the keyboard, the great Thelonious Monk with a song by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh called Don't Blame Me.
Thank you. tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come.
Peggy Lee. I sure hope you're right, Peggy. The best is yet to come. Yeah, I'm banking on that. Well, you know, there was a time when we referred to ourselves as the Great Melting Pot, and we were proud of it. That melting pot was composed of immigrants from far and wide who created those things that we think of as uniquely American, like the song God Bless America, that was written by a Russian Jewish immigrant, Irving Berlin. My grandfather, Giuseppe Scattuccio, was one of the many Italian laborers who worked on the Empire State Building. His wife, my grandmother Maria, was an excellent dressmaker, and during World War II, she made uniforms for the U.S. Army at Bush Terminal in Brooklyn. Even those who came here by force, enduring the most horrendous persecution, created uniquely American musical forms, from ragtime to jazz to rhythm and blues and rock and roll. The artistry of African Americans has defined our music for over a century. Now, in 1996, a musical called Ragtime, based on the E.L. Doctorow novel, debuted on Broadway. It's set in the early 20th century and tells the story of three groups: African Americans, white upper class suburbanites, and Eastern European immigrants. It's a big story about where we come from. It also incorporates historical figures like Houdini and Emma Goldman and many others. In honor of the revival that just ended its run last night at City Center, I'd like to listen to the prologue from that show. This is the original cast of Ragtime. It starred some of Broadway's greatest luminaries, Audra McDonald, Maren Mazie, and Brian Stokes Mitchell. Here's the original cast of Ragtime.
Was derived from the manufacture of fireworks and bunting and other accoutrements of patriotism. Father was also something of an amateur explorer.
The house on the hill in New Rochelle was Mother's domain. She took pleasure in making it comfortable for the men of her family and often told herself how fortunate she was to be so protected and provided for by her husband.
Mother's younger brother worked at Father's fireworks factory. He was a genius at explosives. He was also a young man in search of something to believe in. His sister wondered when he would find it.
Grandfather had been a professor of Greek and Latin. Now retired and living with his daughter and her family, he was thoroughly irritated by everything.
Gazebos, and there were no Negroes.
And everything was right. Listen to that ragtime.
In Harlem, men and women of color forgot their troubles and danced and reveled to the music of Cole House Walker Jr. This was a music that was theirs and no one else's.
One young woman thought Cole House played just for her. Her name was Sarah.
Booker T. Washington was the most famous Negro in the country. He counseled friendship between the races and spoke of the promise of the future. He had no patience with Negroes who lived less than exemplary lives.
A man dreamed of a new life for his little girl. It would be a long journey, a terrible one. He would not lose her as he had her mother. His name was Tata. He never spoke of his wife. The little girl was all he had now. Together, they would escape.
Houdini, look, it's Houdini! was one immigrant who made an art of escape. He was a headliner in the top vaudeville circuits.
Ich bin die Mutter des großen Houdinis.
He made his mother proud, but for all his achievements, he knew he was only an illusionist. He wanted to believe there was more. Hello, Sonny.
What did you?
What did you say?
Men make a country great.
They can't help it.
At the very apex of the American pyramid.
That's the very tip top.
Like pharaohs reincarnate stood J.P. Morgan
and Henry Ford.
All men are born equal.
But the cream rises to the top.
Oh, let me at those sons of bitches. These men are the demons who are sucking your very souls dry. I hate them.
Someone should arrest that woman.
The radical anarchist Emma Goldman fought against the ravages of American capitalism as she watched her fellow immigrants' hopes turn to despair on the Lower East Side.
La la, la la, la la, la la.
But America was watching another drama.
Evelyn Nesbit was the most beautiful woman in America. If she wore her hair in curls, every woman wore her hair in curls.
Her lover was the eminent architect Stanford White, designer of the Pennsylvania Station on 33rd Street.
Oh. Her husband, the eccentric millionaire Harry K. Thaw, was a violent man!
After her husband shot her lover, Evelyn became the biggest attraction in vaudeville since Tom Thumb.
La, 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 la,
bang!
La, la, la,
bang!
La, bang!
And although the newspapers called the shooting the crime of the century, Goldman knew it was only 1906.
And there were 94 years to go!
Prologue from Ragtime, music by Stephen Flaherty and lyrics by Lynn Ahrens. You know, it brings to mind that line from 42nd Street where the big producer says, "Never forget, the two greatest words in the English language are musical comedy." I have to agree. Okay, well, you're in the Hudson Cafe, and I'm Maria Manhattan here at WGXC Community Radio, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, serving the Hudson Valley and points way beyond that. You know, we are a small community radio station, but you can enjoy original programming that serves our entire community in so many ways. I'm thrilled to serve up the music that you're just not going to hear anywhere else. I hope you're enjoying our show today. Keep calm and carry on. And speaking of carrying on, here's Donna Summer.
We'll be right back.
smoking. Dorothy Donegan, my God, she just tears up that keyboard. Well, how about the Boswell sisters? Shout, sister, shout.
Lift your voice and sing with me. Ba-da-dum-bum-bum, ba-dum-bum-bum. Roar, if the devil grabs your hand, here's one thing that he can't stand. Ba-da-dum-bum-bum, ba-dum-bum-bum. Walk down to the river, singing a hallelujah song. Oh, Lord, up jumps the devil before you. Just keep plodding along. Hello, Satan, how you feel? Get the devil off your heels. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
heart. Look up to the sky. Stand up and shout. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh.
If that old devil should grab your hand, here's one thing that he can't stand. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh, Lord,
shout.
Oh, shout, oh, come on down just a little bit, Joe. Oh, shout, sister, pa-da-dum, 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 pa-da-dum.
Just tell old Satan how you feel. Get that old devil right off your heels. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh, Lord,
shout.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. here to stay. Not for year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, 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 long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Oh, Billie Holiday. I would agree, Billie. That's a great Gershwin song, a classic. Well, I thank you so much for stopping by the Hudson Cafe today. I'm Maria Manhattan. I wish peace to us all. Let us keep calm and carry on. And we'll go out with the amazing Martha Wash. Carry on.
woke up to the sound of silence. The cars were cutting like knives in a fist fight. And I found you with a bottle of wine, your head in the curtains, and heart like the 4th of July. You swore and said, we are not shining stars. This I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on. Carry on, carry on. So I met up with some friends at the edge of the night at a bar off 75. And we talked and talked about how our parents will die, all our neighbors and wives. But I like to think I can cheat it all to make up for the times I've been cheated on. And it's nice to know when I was left for dead, I was found at night on all these streets. I am not the ghost you are to me. If you're lost and alone, no, you're sinking like a stone. Carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. And carry on.
You should.